Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Extra Helpings. This is the bit after the main meal that you didn't know you needed. It's also where you'll hear what was going on behind the scenes. You'll also hear what our guests thought of their time spent with us. Today you'll hear a bit more from our afternoon with Tamsin Althwaite.
Were Tamsin and I your favourite guests ever?
You're pretty up there. You're pretty great. Hilariously funny. Who might have been our competitors? Just let it go. Jesus Christ. Never invite producers to your house. So today we're recording on a Sunday, which is really nice, actually.
It's a nice.
So it feels even more kind of family. Nanny's here. Garfield still won't put clothes on.
Has he still not got dressed?
It's Sunday.
We're going to have to lock him upstairs.
He was like, I know Fee. And I was like,
you don't know Tamsin.
Yeah. Also, when I was doing a little bit of research, it's weird because we were saying yesterday, I obviously would always research any guest, any person coming around. But with this, you sort of don't want to research them because you do just want to be like, oh, tell me where you grew up, what did your parents do? But I did look into Tamsin upbringing, and she went to school down the road, Woodford Green, and she was born in Ilford. So I think she'll feel really at home here, like so many people do. Come around and go, oh, I know Wanstead because of this, or Wanstead's in my life because of this.
It's like a weird, I don't know what it is. It's like a magnet thing. Who knew?
I only know Tamsin really from...
EastEnders.
So who do you think of her as before anything else?
I think of her as like BBC actress. It's, I think, quite a tricky terrain to navigate. After soap, it's so different soap because it's as an actor, regular work, and you're famous. When you're telly famous, people think they actually know you. It's different because you're in their home. It's not like movie star famous, pop star famous. Then sunshine there, but what you are then is big and shiny. Telly famous is very different. Like people come up to both of us all the time, and they're like, "Oh, you know that thing we were talking about the other day? Oh no, no, you couldn't actually hear me. You were on the telly." It's like a really odd relationship that you have with people who know you through that kind of visibility.
Steak, roasted, white, three triple types of potato. I want to tell you all about it in a minute.
Why are you so proud of this in particular?
I love the liquor.
Oh, yes.
And I love the fresh herbs. I love the combination. And that liquor is a bit of a triumph. So it's a reduction of the poaching liquor and the pulp from the compote that we made for the drink. Reduced it down, and then we've added acidity to it.
So what did you do with the vitriol in the first place? Like, did you
poached it in water with lots of spices, with green cardamom, cinnamon, star anise, and fennel seeds.
So this is what I'm going to... Where did you get this from? Why would you thought...
My head, brain.
Where's the
milk? Because beetroot is earthy. So beetroot, earthy... things take spice very well because they're sort of dark and deep and round. So then I start thinking about dark and deep and round spices or aromats that work with that cinnamon, star anise, all of those cardamom, all of those, that kind of end of the spice spectrum. So then I'm like, well, sometimes beetroot can be just a bit... I like the earthiness, but it's a sort of slightly... Sometimes I find things empty, so I want to fill that emptiness, that chasm, that void,
with something sexy. So those spices, and then you get like a kind of whole conversation with the spices. And then fruits obviously work really well with beetroot, like the dark berries and stuff that are around right now. So the blackberries are around. There's lots of lovely berries around at this time of year. So I've done other things. We did a blueberry beetroot thing like this once. I've been experimenting like this with beetroot for years. Sometimes you do it with like a venison tataki or a beef tataki, so you sear that meat. We've got the spice for a barbecue steak to go with it. You know, these things are quite robust. So they hold each other up. They're good friends. So if you think about how you put together a guest list for a party, it's the same kind of logic. Yeah, you know, the flavours, the spice, why that flavour, why those things, the dark meat with the richness of that and the spices, all...
It kind of looks to me like no part of the mouth is going to be left...
Alone.
Alone.
No, no wallflowers here.
I feel like I know you already.
So this is your like ends.
Yes,
actually, so your
this
ends.
This is my actual
Clapton and have been well from.
I know because my mum was born. Mum and dad are both Clapton.
No, oh, shut up.
Yes, my mum and dad were Hackney, Bethnal Green, and Clapton. Oh. Welcome to lunch. Welcome to lunch.
A ducker spice rub barbecued steak, fondant white, sweet, and what they call English potatoes, which are just normal potatoes.
Yeah. Right? Who calls them English potatoes?
Caribbean.
Sainsbury's.
Or actually Irish potatoes. Irish potatoes. So potatoes. White sweet potatoes and pink sweet potatoes, which are actually orange, so it's confusing. But anyway. Yes. And then we've got poached spice beetroot.
This is the prettiest thing you've ever
seen. With blackberries and fresh basil from the garden and thyme. The liquor that the beetroots were poached in has been reduced with the pulp from the compote of Makita's drink, so there's no waste anyway.
I love that.
Fan of the no waste.
I mean, I love it. I love it when you can make it really delicious too.
Yes.
So it's not just a cabbage soup.
From the water from the
bile.
No, that's
we're not actually at
enough.
War at the moment. Please can
no,
I have flavour and
I
some
know.
Other
stuff. So true.
Yeah. So there we go. So I'm really happy. I'm very into my little bit of plating.
It was so pretty.
I felt bad to mash it up already.
I had to.
Can I ask one thing? So if you call potatoes that are English or Irish, Irish or English potatoes, Caribbean potatoes, you would say sweet potatoes.
Yes.
So that would be your normal potato.
But because in the Caribbean people eat both,
you're
differentiating whether you can have a sweet potato or an Irish potato slash English potato.
Yeah.
Which is used more often, English or Irish? Or does
both.
It matter?
I mean, we love a carb.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean, like Caribbean cooking, we love a carb. I mean, there's a kind of quadruple carb situation happens often where you have rice, English potatoes, sweet potato, mac and cheese, and plantain, and then hard food sometimes as well, like yam and dasheed and stuff. But if you think about it, it's the food from people who had work to do.
Yeah.
And not much meat or fish or proteins. So if you've got to go out and be out all day in a field or working hard like that, then you need ballast. A lot of our plates are still built that way, but the reason that a lot of us get a little big in the ass is because we're not doing that work. But we've still kept the carbs.
It's been keeping us.
I don't know why. Caribbean also happens in Manchester, because once I was lucky enough to make a series with Manchester Fire Brigade. On Friday nights, the lads cook for themselves.
Manchester Fire Brigade, were they fit?
Yes.
What?
And I'm still, I'm still great friends with them. And we can whenever you like.
Can we?
Yes.
I love a fireman.
Actually, you should come. The point of this story is on Friday nights, the lads cook for themselves. They usually have a cook to do it, but on Friday night, they do it themselves. And it's always curry, right?
Oh.
And they've got plates that are twice the size of these.
Twice?
Literally. And what they have is the curry, and they have with the curry rice, white rice, chips, and mashed potato.
What?
Yeah.
White rice, chips, and mashed potato.
And quite
with
a lot
the curry.
Of it. And that's the same thing, though, because they need to be really, really
strong.
Carved up.
Yes, yeah, and carved up in case they've got to hold people about.
So what do we do with this butter lamb?
You can just whack it on top of the steak, do what you want with it. It's got green seasoning in it.
And I just say this is amazing.
Is it nice? I'm loving the different flavours.
Let's see if we can eat them every day.
Or just every Sunday. Yeah.
You're local. I mean, are you local? Are you East?
Oh, yes. I'm Crouch End now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have a good view?
It's not bad.
That means it's not bad.
Why?
Because
she loves a good view.
Just love a good view.
Oh, yeah, Ali Pali.
Oh, that's my favourite spot. Yeah.
That's her rock. That's her back to the rock place. That's her.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, yeah. That's her spiritual.
Touch,
I love
really? It. There.
Yeah. Ali Pali. Yeah, she loves it.
I don't know.
I
right.
do. We walk up there all the time.
It's just a special, special place. And my middle name's Alexandra. I don't know.
Is it?
It's yes. the BBC building.
Yes. Well, quite.
Showbiz.
Well, quite. And then I was like, it is also where TV was first broadcast.
Yes, there is a lot of history.
You know what? And I loved television.
We did a great British menu at Ali Pali.
Yeah.
The banquet was at Ali Pali last year or the year before, I can't remember. And I went into the room where they used to do the first like broadcast. Mm. And it was, yeah. I did get like a whole like shiver through my body. Because it's where they worked out how to do telly.
Yeah.
How was your dinner today?
Well, I loved it. I loved all the spices and the different tastes. There was no ounce of blandness in any of the food. So I had four plates. That's how much I liked it.
I loved the beetroot. I think beetroot's one of those things that is buggered about with a lot because people find new colours to deal with beetroot. The whole point of a beetroot is it should be beetroot coloured, in my opinion.
Okay? What colour should a potato be?
White and brown.
Fee, you're the glue here because you're the one who knew everyone and were introducing these guys. So how was it having a lunch with some of your close friends?
It was just heaven, to be honest with you. I love my friends. My friends mean everything to me, and particularly Andy Keats and Madame here, Tamsin. There was an instant spark when I met all of them, and that spark has stayed bright and long for, in Andy's case, about 12, 13 years, and Keats the same thing. And it will be with Tamsin as well.
And so how are you enjoying, because you talked about it today, how are you enjoying this, I don't know if we can call it renaissance, this rebirth?
I think it's happened to her at the right time. She might say it should have come earlier, but she has managed to create, I mean, she's had such extraordinary life experience that she brings all of that and more to her fame and her, and it also makes her very, very, very authentic on screen. And when she writes her, and if you haven't read her book, you should, because it's so personal, but not in an ucky way. It's just, this is who I am, and take me or leave me, I'm not that bothered really. And she's fantastic. There you are. So that's what I think.
Oh, I just think they're amazing, together and apart. Both separately, they're like Ready Brett people. They kind of glow. They have this energy, and it's like an aura you can almost see.
Yeah.
When they're together, it's just electric. I just, sitting in their company, you could just stay there all day. You have to remind myself it's like, it's Sunday and they've got a life, so you need to go home.
Best Sunday I've had for ages.
I was going to say
God,
that.
I mean, honestly, I'd come back again and again. I've got more stories if they want to ask me back.
We
so
could just be here next Sunday behind
Shall
the
we
bins, like we said.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.